Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us as we sit down with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Westbrook, just like we do on our regularly scheduled Wednesdays. Candy, good morning.
Good morning.
Always talking on behalf of your guys' CNN meeting as well as other. Real quick, haven't seen you since the last weekend, but did you have a good Easter?
I did. It was a nice, good break. I took Friday off, so.
Very cool. Well, I know you got some kiddos as well. Did you guys do that Easter egg thing with the CCC students, or what did you do this year with the Easter egg hunts?
No, but we did go to the underwater egg hunt.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was interesting. My son had never done it before, so he was like a little
timid. I've
never
heard of that before.
I know. The eggs just float in the water, and you have to go swim and get them, and it was interesting. Yeah. It was something different, and he enjoyed it, so that
pretty
was fun.
Cool. So did you stay here locally, and some family came around, or did you go anywhere?
Yeah, no, we stayed locally. We went over to my mom's house for prime rib.
Ooh.
Yum.
Ooh, classic right
there.
That's a good Easter dinner for me right there. That sounds pretty good. Well, again, Candy Westbrook joining us here on this Wednesday morning, the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Speaking on behalf of the CNN meeting, you guys said you were downtown today. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, we were over at the Coffeyville Printing Center in NATO Alley. So with Alicia Yates, and Alicia has actually been there for several years, but recently they collaborated and partnered with a parent company so they can offer more services. And now she's combined the two businesses into one. There's one entry. She's redesigned it. They've added everything. Like, they've got promo items that they're doing now. So if you want printing on your coffee mug or hat or whatever it is that you're doing, digital printing, upgraded equipment, you name it. I mean, pretty much all your printing stuff, you can do it there now. And just kind of it's nice having a one stop, not like, oh, this is here and this is there. And
yeah, I was going to say, you know, you got to appreciate growth when it's there, but you more appreciate the businesses that are proactive about that and they make changes to their stores to streamline it. I mean, obviously, more services is great, but if it's inconvenient, then people won't be using those more services.
Right.
So
no,
very cool.
And Alicia's been out and about and doing everything. She's really been getting involved in the community a lot lately, and I see her everywhere, and that's nice. And right now she's they've been cleaning out room because later this summer they're going to have a whole bunch of new stuff with Raven gear, NATO gear, all that stuff. But right now most of the stuff in the store is all Coffeyville stuff. Coffeyville 150, the red brick stuff. I mean, anything that has to do with celebrating Coffeyville right now, which is great.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, we got the badge on the window back here for our KGGF studio. So I think everybody should be all about it. It's an exciting, and like we mentioned it last year before we even got here, you know, we can't celebrate 151 the same as 150. You know, you got to make this one a pretty cool.
That's
so
right.
I'm glad to see the community standing
yes,
by it.
It is. So speaking of that, actually, we had a few people that were talking about that today. So Lisa Brookover talked about one of the things that the little kiddos are doing is a coloring contest. It's all the kindergarten through sixth grade, and they're coloring in the logo, and then those are going to be plastered all over town, mainly downtown and 11th Street and stuff like that. But that's one thing going on. And then June 1st, some more activities have been added. So one of the things that they're doing is historic wagon tours. So basically, get in a big wagon, and they're going to take you around to all the just some different talking points and historic sites around town. So,
is it a horse-drawn wagon, or is it like pulled by like a tractor or something like
that? I think it's horse.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that'll
I think
be pretty
so.
Neat.
I should probably double-check on that, but I think the way she talked about
it. I mean,
it was
either way,
a
tour like that within a wagon will be
it's kind of neat. Yeah,
added touch to it. But man, the horse, the wagon downtown Coffeyville, man, that'd be perfect.
It's gonna be fun. So we've got activities. Pretty much all day long, but the majority of stuff's going to start around 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We've got an Indian dance group coming. We've got bands playing from 1 till 9 o'clock. We have a beer garden. And then, of course, at 4 and 5 o'clock is when we're going to have the big dinner for everybody and cake. And we're going to sing a happy birthday to Coffeyville with the whole crowd. So that'll be kind of fun to see. And it's just going to be a good day, and I'm excited about it. So
well, and I know I'm going to make a point to get there at some point through the evening, but if I'm not there for the chant, I live pretty close to downtown, and I hope
you'll
to hear
probably
it.
Hear. Oh, good. I will.
It.
I'll tell the crowd to get going.
Exactly. I hope to hear it. So
everybody make it down. That's June 1st. And I wanted to give it just a quick shout out to some people that are helping us make it possible, because I didn't realize how much things cost nowadays, but, you know, stage and porta potties and security and just everything that goes into having an event and all the food and cake for 800 people, you know. So we were able to get some awesome sponsors, CVR, Community National Bank, Cherokee Casino, and Asbury Village. All of them are putting in huge amounts of money just to make sure that this is a good event for everybody. So
yeah, and you can always appreciate those. A good friend of mine, he's a curator for a large music festival. So similar, you know, similar additives of what they have to go out to. But man, the managing of that many people, like you're right, security, food, there's porta potties, there's other amenities that you need to supply.
Yeah.
So it's good that there's a large group of people that are all pitching in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great. So, some other things going on. So we had Kim from Utopia. Today is Indian Taco Day. So if you're into those, they're really yummy. They're going quick though. So you can swing by or you can even call ahead and she'll reserve them. They are doing catering now, including if go ahead and put your orders in now because graduation, there's only so many cupcakes and cakes they can do during that weekend. And then also Mother's Day, they're doing chocolate covered strawberries for mom. So you want to grab those, get those now. Shout out also by Lisa earlier to the city. Lisa actually owns some buildings downtown, but she also lives downtown. And as you know, this weekend, the power was out. But I tell you what, for anybody that wants to complain about something, you know, like that, shame on you, because these people were working round clock trying to get that taken care of. There was a couple guys that worked 17 hours or somebody that worked 28 hours straight.
Wow.
So, you know, they worked, our city works really hard to make sure that that's a very rare situation. And I've lived in some cities where it happens on a regular basis. So we're lucky that, you know, that's a once in a...
Yeah, and unfortunately, today's day and age, everything is supplied with power. Literally everything. Yeah. You cannot do any. You cannot work. You cannot. You can't sleep the same. You know, your fridge goes. Then there goes everything dairy in the fridge.
I know.
So it's easy. It's easy to quick jump the gun and be frustrated and be angry. But you should be angry at the scenario, not the individuals.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Yeah, they did really. So shout out to the city for working hard on that. So. Chuck McFate from the Daylight Defenders, this Saturday, along with a million other things going on this weekend, they've got the pancake feed. So head out there 7 a.m. to the pancake feed for the Daylight Defenders. And then at 9 a.m. at the sleep-in is my legislative coffee. So inviting the whole public, anybody that wants to come out and meet with our state representatives, this is a great time to let them know your concerns, what you're interested in, and then hear about some updates from Coffeeville. So, then after that's done, you head out to the races because it's race day.
Yep.
So that'll be going on. I think they said gates open at 9 and the first race starts at 11, but we'll be going into the evening hours. So.
That's exciting. Yeah. And, you know, one thing we spoke with them last year, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get them in by Saturday, but Trey always usually has something for basically all age groups. I mean, the kids will have something to do. Even if you're an intermediate car fan, car guy, gal, whichever, it's a lot of fun to go out there.
Yeah,
and
they do all kinds of stuff. They got food trucks. I mean, it's an all day just.
It is, yeah, it is an all day, and vendors too. So you don't really have to stock up on food or lunch before you can get it all out there.
Also, May 8th, save the date. The Friends of the Mansion is having a tea party, like full on serious tea party.
Dressing to the nines, everything. Oh,
it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. Daryl Harbaugh from USD 445. If you didn't already know, May 18th is graduation for Field Kinley High School. I've got a senior, so it'll be a crazy weekend for me.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, it'll be just May is just going to be busy, but
well,
it's exciting.
I'm glad they changed it up this year. I think it was last year that the college and Field Kinley was on the same day.
Yes.
So now it sounds like they separated by a week.
Yes.
Looks like.
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
That is really good. It's 10 a.m. in the morning, so. Dylan Oder from Community State Bank. Thanks for everybody that participated in the bank sale. And tonight at the Yoke, they are sponsoring a paint party for the Relay for Life. So that'll be coming up. Jamie Grant, Coffeeville Rec. Also this weekend on Sunday is the Fishing Derby. So always a good, fun annual event. And again, free because our community supports things like this. And we have great sponsors. And that'll be going on from noon to 4. Bring your kiddos out. It starts at age 4, although little kids can come too with a parent and do some stuff. But yeah, that'll be going on. And then May 14th, save the date for the mother-daughter tea party. So there's another tea party, but this one's more the girls get makeup and they dress, you know, they get all dolled up and have a little tea. So that's cute.
Yeah, and David was saying too about the fishing derby. You know, it's a lot of fun. And then also I like the buddy bobbers that they have for special needs kids. So
that is so good that they get to... Everybody wants to be able to get out and do something fun like that.
Absolutely.
So it's neat that we have that here. Jerry Hammerschmidt from Equity Bank. They have a part-time position open if you know anybody looking for a teller position. And then also she gave a shout-out to her nephew, and I apologize. I was taking notes and didn't catch the name of the band. But her nephew is in a band, and they have a single out now. So she said he's starting to make it big, and she was all excited. You could tell she was...
There you go. Yeah.
Proud.
Well, I mean, hey, got to start somewhere. Everybody did. So it's good he's getting some stuff released.
Yeah, that's awesome. Kim Maxson from the Yoke and Rustic Glow. You know, of course, she mentioned the race day. Also, the Yoke has new menu items, and they have two new pizzas. And I don't know if you've ever had their pizzas before. But
I have not, no.
Homemade. The crust is homemade. Everything's homemade. Yummy. But they've got a new one called Double Decker Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh, man.
I'm sure that's a heart attack
and
waiting.
And that's a pizza. The
yes.
Double Decker Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yes.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Holy cow.
And then they've got one called the Yoke. So anyway, if you haven't stopped in there yet in a while, yummy, yummy, good food. So Laura Stanford, Class LTD, tonight is the girls' night out. No, it's tomorrow. Sorry. Tomorrow night is the last chance to get tickets for the girls' night out. It's a fundraiser for Class LTD, but they've got everything from vendors and food and drinks. They've got a fashion show, prizes, you know, you name it. So it'll be a lot of fun. If you want to get tickets, call Class LTD. Martha Bond from Keller Williams. So it's always kind of a good news and bad news sometimes with when it comes to real estate, but she was excited that they were up 1.5% from last year's sales, although selling prices are down a little bit from last year. But right now, they are needing houses. So if you've ever thought about selling, you should do it now. She sold 4 houses in one day recently and just said it's just...
So people are buying right
yes,
now.
Yes, people are
like.
Buying. It's a buying time. So good time to get on the market. Samantha Cutterick from the Chamber and from the Midland Theater. They are sponsoring a movie night for the 150th, and that'll be downtown. It's over on 8th and Elm, and it's that parking lot that's right there across from the Midland Theater. And it'll be 7:30. They'll have some games and activities, and then the movie starts at 8:45 because they have to wait for the sun to go down completely. Actually, it has to be 30 minutes after the sun goes down. So that's May 10th, and they're playing The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh,
so,
how
exciting. Good family night. Bring your kids out. Have some fun. Grab the chairs and.
Great. And well, I mean, with that, you know, is it just kind of come one, come all? Or?
Yes. I mean, anybody, it's a free event. They're going to have popcorn. Like I said, there's going to be some games and activities for the children to play. And it's going to be against that big brick, you know, siding. So it'll be big old movie and big parking lot. So it'll be nice just to sit back and relax and
watch
an outdoor movie. So
I know you just said it. What was the movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Okay, Wizard of Oz. That's right. I was like, man, what? You just said it. Yeah, classic.
Yeah,
so very
classic,
cool. Nice little. That's coming up May 10th, right?
May 10th.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
All kinds of stuff coming up with the 150th. It's starting to gear up. You can tell the excitement's there. So, and then kind of speaking about excitement, I just I get questions and calls sometimes, as everybody does. But you know, why does the Chamber not maybe get involved in this event or bring in a new business here or do that, you know, just what are we doing and how are we getting involved and what can we do for the community? And so I thought I'd give everybody a day in the life of the Chamber. Yesterday was an exciting day in the life of the Chamber. We love collaborating and working with everybody in town. And I think that's one of the really great advantages of Coffeeville is that we do collaborate together. It's not like you have to do this and you have to do this. It's we all have to partner together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all limited budgets. We only have 2 people, so we all got to work together. And yesterday was a great example of that. It was awesome. Started off the day at the college. They had their Higher Learning Commission. So anybody that works in higher ed, you know, that's a big kind of scary process, a lot of work that goes into that. And they were there, and they invited certain community leaders to come in and talk. Great, great feedback. We are lucky that we have the college that we have for community college. So that started the day off. That was awesome. Next was a strategic planning meeting with Montgomery County Action Council, again with community leaders. And I was able to be a part of those discussions about how are we going to grow Coffeeville and what's our plan and what are our ideas. Great ideas. I'm excited to see kind of just that growth in the next year. And I think Tricia's going to do some amazing things in the next year. So looking forward to that. After that was off to a meeting with the Kansas Chamber of Commerce CEO. And it was just a discussion of, you know, how they at the state level can help rural, you know, kind of Coffeeville area and our little corner of the neighborhood, and good discussions with that. Then we had a business spotlight at the hospital. Again, we are lucky to have such a great hospital, 70 years celebrating. In fact, in May, they're going to have a big celebration party.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was exciting. And then end of the night at the commission meeting with a presentation from the Reawakening organization about all the great things that they're planning, and just Chamber's part of that, and we're excited. I just see so much energy there, and it was a great day, like I said. I mean, all over town and different meetings, different groups, but everybody working together and just positive. I've never once heard anything negative about Coffeyville. So
yeah, well, and it's good to hear. It's something that is apparent too, because I have the advantage of getting to sit down with a lot of the individuals that are involved, and you know, the director of the Chamber of Commerce. Of course, these Wednesdays, I hear everything that you got going on. but I can see it collaboratively, that there's community members working together, mm-hmm. and it is it's apparent. It really is. And then you had mentioned as well with Mac and Tricia Purden. I've seen it. And apparently this is something that's kind of unknown, but seen it between the two towns of Independence and Coffeyville,
yeah.
too. And I've, you know, I lived up in Independence for a little while, and there was almost physical line between the two, whether it was actually the citizens, you know, barking back and forth at each other. But mm-hmm. now we see businesses kind of putting that to the wayside and seeing the benefits of working together.
Yeah, they're seeing the big picture. I mean, it's hard. There's two towns in the same county, they're the same size, very equal, and there's always going to be a little bit of competition, but I think it's slowly getting better to where people are seeing the big picture of, you know, something that's good for your town is going to be good for my town too, and we need to work together, and I do see some good conversations going between the groups. So
man, so a good day it was, but man, a busy day it sounds yeah, like, a day in the life of the chamber member.
Yeah. It was busy, but it was good. It was a really good day. So
very cool. So again, speaking with the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here on this Wednesday morning. Any other notes, news, bulletins that you wanted to get out from the chamber?
That was the big thing. Oh, I forgot to bring you a copy. Our community calendar went out today, and so it's got all the May events. So if you want to know what's happening in May around town, give us a call or stop by the chamber. We've got that, and then we also e-blasted it out recently, and it's on our calendar. So
great stuff.
Website.
And the best place to get involved in the calendar, you said, is to email, or where do you go to that?
Either go directly to our calendar website. There's a button that says submit an event. Super easy. You just click, put in your information, or you can just call us and give us the information directly. So
great stuff. Again, that's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, thanks so much, and we'll just check in with you. Wow, first day of May next Wednesday.
Oh, it's May.
Can't believe it. Yeah, May is already here. So, hey, we'll check in with you next week.
Okay.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.